Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. Let's get started. A very special recipe today, and I think you're really, really going to love it. But first, a special thanks to my sponsor. My job depends on ag. Meet the people who grow your food and promote agriculture all over the country. www.myjobdependsonag.com. Give them a like on their Facebook page. 60,000 and growing. Facebook, My Job Depends on Ag. So my recipe for you today is my spinach risotto, and I promise this is really, really, really good. And more importantly, it's really fun to cook a risotto. It's one thing that you go to a restaurant, you can never get a good risotto, but I promise you this is one risotto you are going to love. Let's get started. The very first thing we need is 4 tablespoons of Rosenthal olive oil. I'm going to go ahead and get that in my pan, and I want to get that pan. I don't want it to be too hot, because what we're going to do is we're going to toast our rice first. So once we get those 4 tablespoons of olive oil, we're going to go ahead and put 2 cups of arborio rice. Now remember, arborio rice are the fat little rice kernels. They're not the thin, they're not the long grain, the medium, the short grain. They're the little chubby ones, and when they release their starch, it's a natural thickener. It's absolutely gorgeous. We're going to go ahead and put 2 cloves of garlic that we're going to mince into our oil along with our rice. Now, risotto, I'm sorry, everybody. It is not an easy thing to do, but it's a fun thing to do. You have to babysit the heck out of this. You can't just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to put the risotto in and we're going to walk away and we're going to do something else. Absolutely not. You want to make sure you're staying with your risotto. While the rice is nice and toasted, and you remember when it's toasted, it starts to get brown, not black. If it's black, we're starting to burn it. We don't want to burn it. So as it starts to brown up, we're going to go ahead and we're going to add also to that a shallot that we're going to dice small. And you're going to use a whole shallot. And the shallot has such a beautiful, sweet flavor. It really just it adds so much essence to this beautiful risotto that we're making. Once we have that shallot in there, I'm going to add 1/2 cup of white wine. As soon as I put the white wine in there, I want to reduce that down immediately. So what we want to do is we don't want to have the rice swimming around in wine. We just want to have that rice with the wine has to absorb into the rice. So when I put the wine in, I want to make sure it cooks all the way out. As soon as it cooks out immediately, because that essence of the wine is still on the rice, then we're going to add our chicken stock. Now, the way we do chicken stock is we turn our heat up too high when we're doing risotto, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to put our 1 quart of chicken stock. We're going to put that in a separate pot, put that on the heat, and you're going to ladle in until there's liquid in your risotto. Once the liquid is in the risotto, we're going to go ahead and mix that around. Let it cook. I'm going to add 1 cup of spinach puree. And then we're going to keep doing this until the risotto is a nice al dente, which means to the tooth texture. Add 1 cup of heavy cream, 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese, and season with salt and pepper and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.